This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 146 for Monday, November 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher at Monday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. The January contract up $1.50 at the final bell at $648.20 per ton. It had traded as low as $633 at one point today. Losses in outside vegetable oil markets had weighed on values, and with declines in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil. However, soy oil managed to turn up as the day progressed as a rally in crude oil provided support. The January canola contract dipped below its 20-day moving average, which was bearish from a chart standpoint, but the market remained supported overall and managed to close above that level. Scaled-down end-user demand provided support, with IDEA's Canadian canola supplies are tighter than the official estimates, also underpinning values. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher. Soybeans had initially been pressured lower by improving South American weather conditions, but managed to edge up as the day progressed. January up 11 cents at the close at 10.09 and 3 quarters. That move back above $10 was supportive from a chart standpoint. The rally in crude oil was supportive, taking soy oil off its lows. Solid weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of about 2.2 million tons also underpinned the market, with additional private sales of 261,000 tons to Mexico also reported. Scattered showers are forecast across most of Brazilian soybean growing regions this next week, and that should help germination and development of recently seeded crops. Corn, underpinned by a rally in wheat today, up 5 cents in December at $4.29 per bushel. Weekly export inspections showed 820,000 tons of U.S. corn shipped during the past week, up 3% from the previous week, with year-to-date shipments of just over 9 million tons, the highest for this time of year in 6 years. But the good Brazilian weather did temper the upside. Wheat posted double-digit gains, with escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine behind some of the buying interest. The U.S. gave Ukraine the go-ahead over the weekend to use its long-range missiles into Russian territory. Minneapolis spring wheat up 12 cents in December at $5.85 per bushel. Kansas City up 15 cents in December at $5.55 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 10 cents in December at $5.47 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were down slightly on the week at just under 200,000 tons. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.